John, thanks for being with me.
Good morning.
So the Colorado Avalanche Information Center is saying we're in the midst of an historic avalanche cycle. Where does that apply and what does that mean?
We've had quite a bit of snow in the northern and central zones of Colorado. So this is basically from the Crested Butte area north and east through the Wyoming border. In these areas, new snowfall since the end of January has been around 75 to 100 inches. So we have quite a bit of snow in the backcountry, and now we're seeing some really large avalanches as a result.
And what are these avalanches like? Can you tell me a little bit about how the snow has kind of layered and stacked up to create these dangerous conditions?
Yeah, since the beginning of the season, we've had a pretty typical Colorado snowpack with the usual weak layers in the snowpack. We have these facets that are like sugar snow or ball bearing at the bottom of the snowpack. And we've put layers on top of that. And now we've put really heavy load on top of that in the last couple of weeks. So these new avalanches are running both naturally and as well as human triggered. And they're breaking down into those old snow layers. And the result is really very, very large avalanches.
And one of those avalanches happened over the weekend. What happened on Star Mountain, on Independence Pass in Lake County Saturday?
Tragically, five folks got caught in a very, very large avalanche on Saturday on Star Mountain, just east of Independence Pass. They were all skiing down the slope at the same time when the avalanche triggered, and all five were caught. Unfortunately, two of those folks resulted in death, and three of those ended up in the hospital. Yeah, we're just getting preliminary results from the accident investigation, but from what we're hearing right now, the slide near Independence Pass is on a destructive scale of 4 out of 5, which is about as large as it gets in Colorado. An avalanche that size can take out trees that are more than a couple hundred years old. It can destroy a house if it were to hit a house. It could also push over a railroad car.
Was that avalanche kind of typical for the conditions that exist right now?
We haven't seen slides of this size probably for 20 years, but with the very large amount of snow that we received in the last 2 weeks, it's not surprising to see avalanches this large.
And over the weekend, the Colorado Avalanche Information Center advised skiers and boarders to steer clear of the backcountry altogether. Are you still advising people to stay out of the backcountry?
We only recommend very experienced folks to head out into the backcountry right now. If you're not experienced with how to manage terrain in avalanche country, then it's still best to stay out of the backcountry right now until the avalanche danger diminishes. With the warmer weather and sunny skies over the next couple days and lighter winds, we do expect to see a gradual improvement diminishing avalanche danger. But this is the time to still really be wary that avalanches can still occur and they can be very large.
John, thanks for your time.
Okay.